Christopher Carlton's lawyer, Wesley Hutchins, argued that it's unconstitutional to apply Utah adoption deadlines to his client who lives in Pennsylvania. Hutchins said his client did not have a meaningful opportunity to assert his parental rights. He had no way of knowing that his child was being put up for adoption out of state, since the child's mother lied and told him the baby had died. By the time he learned the truth, it was too late.
Utah has tried to apply a law that doesn't apply to him because he's a non-resident. He's from Pennsylvania. The bottom line is, which law applies, Utah or Pennsylvania?
Attorney Larry Jenkins represented the Adoption Center of Choice, which put Carlton's baby up for adoption. Jenkins maintained that Carlton did not establish his parental rights in Utah under the schedule required. Neither did he register as the father in Pennsylvania within the time frame required under Utah law. After the hearing, Christopher Carlton pulled off his tie and expressed exasperation with Utah laws, as the process has gone on for more than 2 years.
I don't understand it. These people's laws are upside down, and this is what somebody like myself has been praying to get here today, to show these people not everybody's going to take it. I'm going to fight until the end, until this is done.
But the end may be months, if not years, away. If the Supreme Court rules in Carlton's favor, the case will go back to trial court, where he could assert paternity rights and argue for custody. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.